Tradition 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. Tradition 1. Disrespect of AA from an unnamed member. Our first tradition is all about being a united society. For on that basis lies the future, not only of AA, but the hundreds of thousands of members who are yet to discover recovery from their own malady. Why then are some members showing a disrespect of this by persisting in the use of language more appropriate to a saloon bar or drunkard's shelter? Having served AA in many and varied capacities, it's always been a joy to be part of a group that has tried to engage with one another and the general public when required, in a manner befitting trusted servants and representatives of AA. The image of some members who prefer to use abusive language saddens my spirit if they are to become the future representatives of this wonderfully healing fellowship. Where is your tolerance and compassion, I hear? Well, I would much rather spend time sharing with people who understand that tolerance and compassion is a two-way street. It's not always appropriate for being understanding and forgiving. Why do we have to be tolerant of bad behaviour? I suggest that the continual use of abusive language is a sign of bad behaviour. Would the perpetrators take the same stance when speaking with their loved ones, i.e. their parents, children or grandchildren? The local law enforcement agencies, they don't tolerate continual abusive language and regard it as a public disorder. So why should our meetings be different? Of course, there are exceptions when an attitude of tolerance is appropriate, especially when someone has been drinking or is just off the source. In addition, those who have undergone some traumatic event may express their desperation with some bad language. However, these isolated incidents can readily be forgiven, or at best, tolerated. The time when we are made to feel uncomfortable, isolated, or even excluded is when the abuse has gone too far and is in direct conflict with our first tradition and second legacy. Therefore, an aggressive approach to the meeting. To quote from page 79 of AA Comes of Age, says, "Today we in AA are together, and we know we are going to stay together. We are at peace with each other and with the world around us." End quote. In conclusion, may I refer to one of Dr. Bob's quotes, "Service is love in action." Love indicates a level of care for the individual or society. Why are our group consciousness not reflecting this care for the future of our fellowship? If one expresses a love of our fellowship, then surely they can also show it. End.